Congratulations. You're already one step closer to getting everything you want out of life. I say that because all of the top motivational speakers will tell you that in order to get what you want out of life, you must organize and execute around your priorities. If getting what you want out of life is a priority for you, then listening to this tape is a great way to begin the execution of your plan. Let's take a minute here at the beginning to really think about exactly what you want. Close your eyes for a minute. Of course, if you're listening to this tape in the car, don't be crazy. Your having an accident is not what I want most out of life. But I do want you to take a minute to seriously consider this. So close your eyes if you can and picture what you want most in life in as much detail as you can. Try to see how you would look and whom you'd be with. What would you be doing? Where would you be? How would it feel and smell and sound? Really fill in the picture. Color it as much as you can. Have you got it as detailed as you want it? All right then, open your eyes. Now my job in the next few minutes is to show you a way maybe you've never considered before, to help you get that very thing you just pictured. And I believe I can do that, despite the fact that no two of the people listening to this tape are the same. Let me start by telling you that numerous surveys have shown that no matter who they ask, all people pretty much want the same things in life. So no matter what you just pictured, whether you were enjoying a Hawaiian sunset with a loved one, swinging a golf club for the best score of your life, or bouncing a baby on your lap, you probably were thinking of one of just a few things. Surveys show that the four things that people consistently want the most out of life are 1, to be happy, 2, to be healthy, 3, to have family harmony, and 4, to not worry about finances. Since all behavior is adaptive, which simply means that everything you do is to bring about something that you desire or to meet one or more of your needs, then if I can show you something you could do to help bring about any of these 4 things, I would in essence be helping you get the most out of your life. And that's precisely what the rest of this tape is about. Think back again about the vision you made for yourself. Did you find yourself thinking about how the 100 million receptors that are in your eye actually translate the beauty of an Hawaiian sunset into the majesty of brilliant colors that you perceive? Probably not. Did you find yourself thinking about how your heart rhythmically pulsates, beat after beat, 36 million times a year, whether you're golfing the game of your life or whether you're asleep in your bed at night, pumping blood through more than 60,000 miles of veins, arteries, and tubing? Again, probably not. Did you find yourself thinking about how 2 tiny little molecules, 1 each from 2 completely different people, came together to make the miraculous little creature that you bounce on your knee? No, probably not that either. Or did you think about how the 3-pound blob of tissue that we call your brain, with its 13 billion nerve cells, that's more than 3 times the number of people on our planet. Did you think about how that allowed you to conjure up the image that you did by accessing every perception, every sound, every taste, every smell, every action you've experienced since the day of your birth? That 3-pound blob, along with your spinal cord, continues to direct and animate every moment of your life. Virtually every one of your 25 to 30 quadrillion cells is connected in the enormously vast network that is you by your nerve system. I say virtually because your blood cells are not directly connected to your nerve system. That's because every second, 2 million of your blood cells die and are replaced by 2 million more in a revolving resurrection that has continued since the day of your birth. No, you didn't think of any of this, because you don't have to. Because the incredible organization of the body is not left up to you or to chance. It's directed and orchestrated by an intelligence far greater than any educated mind. An inborn wisdom that separates us from the people at the morgue, who with all their nerve tissue and organs and parts, including the 3-pound blob we know as our brains, cannot express the miraculous organization that we know as life. They cannot enjoy the beauty of a sunset, The rush of euphoria that comes with an outstanding performance. The joy of a child's laugh. Or the feeling of love. Because more important than the nerves, or any and all of the parts, is the intelligence that is transmitted over those nerve pathways. In fact, the transmission of this intelligence is so important to your expression of life that the nerve system itself is entirely protected by bone. The brain is covered by the skull and the spinal cord is covered by the bones of the spine in an intimate relationship unlike any other in the body. Knowing how vital this expression is, do you think having interference in this system would be good or bad? I certainly hope you said bad, because it absolutely would be bad. Your body simply cannot fully express the life within it when interference is present in the nerve system. And consequently, you lessen your ability to get whatever you want most out of life. You may be thinking, well, that makes sense. And if I ever get interference in my nerve system, I'll be quick to do something about it. But let me ask you, how will you know if and when you have it? Studies have shown that the weight of a fly on the nerve can reduce the function of the nerve down to 60%. With that slight a weight, would you really wait until you felt something? What's more, other studies have shown that the damage done by pressure, even as slight as this, is irreversible within a 2-week period. So waiting until you hurt, or until you reach a magic age or something, is completely out of the question. Remember, we're talking about your dreams here. The truth is, people develop interferences in their nerve system all the time that give absolutely no indication that they are present whatsoever. Because the bones of the spine can move, they can also misalign in such a way that they create interference in the nerve system. Let me ask you, would you know right now if your perception of color was completely accurate? Would you know if your golf swing was all it could be? Would you know if your feelings of love or of any other emotion were absolutely what they should or could be? The answer to all of these questions is a resounding no. You simply cannot know. That's the stuff that's left up to the inborn intelligence of your body, remember? So the best thing you can do for yourself is to ensure that there's no interference in your nerve system. Let's go back a minute and think about some of the things that might cause this interference in your nerve system. Do you think the stress of lugging heavy baggage through an airport might be enough to rack the spine sufficiently to misalign a bone, even ever so slightly, and cause this interference in the nerve system? Of course, it absolutely could. How about sitting for long periods of time, whether it's on a plane to Hawaii, or at your desk at work? Or how about sleeping in a strange bed? Might these things affect your spine? Of course. How about swinging that golf club or any repetitive one-sided motion? How about bouncing that child around or giving piggyback rides? Or the stress that comes from worrying about what's best for your children? Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but any of these things can misalign one or more of the bones in your spine and create that interference in your nerve system. What's worse, the list goes on and on. It starts from the very trauma of being born when you're twisted and pulled out of the birth canal, and continues through all your falling down on your rear while you're learning to walk, and through falling off your bike, and fighting with your brothers and sisters when you're growing up, and through all your worrying about schools and pimples and dates, right up to wherever you are today. What have you done this very day that might have created interference in your nerve system? Interference that's keeping you from getting the most out of your life. And how long are you going to be willing to leave it there, compromising your dreams? Hey, and by the way, if this is true for you, it's also true for everyone you know and love. Are you willing to sacrifice their dreams and their lives because of even a little interference in their nerve systems? I know that you want good things for yourself and for the people you love. You know what you want out of life. All you need now is to do something about it. Why don't you look into having your spine checked for vertebral subluxations? These are small misalignments in the bones of the spine that create interference in the nerve system and keep the body from expressing its fullest potential in life, exactly what we've been talking about in these last few minutes. Why don't you call the number on this tape today and find out more about this simple and effective means of helping you get the most out of your life? Wishing you a life filled with dreams come true, I am Judy Campanelli for the Foundation for the Advancement of Chiropractic Education. Thanks for listening.